B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am back. Took a sick day, and I am
sick.
I feel my voice is a little rough, but no, I don't feel sick at all. I feel fine.
Good.
I am a little tired. I had a hard time sleeping last night.
Oh, yeah. Now you sound stuffy.
I know.
Oh, boy.
Well, I should probably go back home. And I had a hard time sleeping last night. I read a story on the news about a hayride accident in Illinois.
God.
When I tell you, I read it, and it was, for those who are listening who doesn't know, I was involved in a hayride accident. It's like they took my story, and then it was just the same thing.
Yeah.
The same thing. Went into a ravine, flipped over.
They just changed the names.
Honestly.
Mm.
And so I was up all night because that bothered me.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Did your soon-to-be service dog help you at all, relax you, calm you down?
No, she had no clue.
No.
I was having a PTSD trigger. Sterling, okay, though, was like, why are you shaking? I'm like, I'm reading an awful story.
Yeah.
Awful story.
And you couldn't put it down. You ever do that? You ever read a story that you want to put down, but you can't?
It was like a bad accident. I wanted to keep reading.
Well, Roy, let's reset your morning. Let's get you off on a better foot.
Okay.
All right, because it's 6:02 on a Monday. It's Freak Week here on the Mani, Roy, and Loren Show, and we need to get you started.
Fantastic.
All right, how about some pink to get you in a better mood? I want you to get up and dance to this.
Oh,
shake it off.
You and your hand.
My hand?
Your hand. We'll hold hands, bud.
All right.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Yeah.
Stick it in my butt or anything.
Oh, my God. Really? We're going to start a Monday off like that, huh?
Ma'am, please. We're trying to do a show here.
Yeah.
Didn't see that one coming.
Me neither.
That was good.
I forget what that woman was talking about. I could not tell you to say. This is someone who called the show.
Toothbrush. I think she put.
I don't stick it in my butt or anything.
Oh, that's
right.
She didn't like her husband, so she did things to get back to him.
Didn't she put the toothbrush in the toilet bowl?
Something like that, yeah. Only Ren would remember that.
You guys.
I filed that away in case I ever needed it.
Good morning on a Monday. The gang is all back together. Roy, you went to Florida this weekend. You took a sick day and
I had
headed
a doctor's
out.
Appointment. Yep.
How was your trip? How was everything?
Besides the doctor's appointment, it was great. I got to stay with some friends of ours, and they live in this beautiful. Beautiful area of Florida. It's called Amelia Island. So it's like a small little town of 12,000 people. And I was like, you know, I imagine, you know, because we're so scared about going anywhere with the pandemic. I was like, 12,000 people, there's not many cases here.
Right.
And everyone on the island kind of stays on the island and you live on the island. And I'm like, well, so we just like, oh, let's just stay the weekend. Let's enjoy ourselves and, you know, experience things that we haven't experienced all year.
Yeah.
I tell you, it was the most fun I've had literally all year.
That's awesome.
The most fun I've had all year.
Good for you. Yeah. Everybody needs to get away.
Yeah.
What about you, Ren? What did you do this weekend?
I did everything and nothing all at the same time. So I had CAPS at my house, Charlotte Paranormal.
Charlotte Area Paranormal Society.
That.
Yep.
So they were at my house on Saturday, which I'm sure we will talk about at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I wanted to say my day in 30 seconds was 30 seconds in my morning that made my day.
Oh, okay.
I got a listener sent me an envelope this morning and I opened it up and it said, "Hey, Loren, I heard, I heard your story about the incident at the park last week when you had to go into mama bear mode and I thought you needed these. Ginger."
That's
and
nice.
They're little earrings that say Mama Bear.
It's amazing.
Isn't that so sweet?
I mean, it's not amazing that she sent it. It's amazing that nobody else opened up that envelope and took those from us.
That is true. Thank right. you, Ginger.
Which is what we've had happen in the past.
Literally 30 seconds of my day that made my day.
Good.
Thank you. That was the sweetest.
That is really nice.
If anybody wants to send me anything, I'm available. my weekend was Dean. My son went camping with his grandma on Friday, so it was just me, my wife, and my daughter. Saturday, we did a little pumpkin patching, but Amanda is probably more nervous, or about the same nervous level of being in public as Roy.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we just kept some, so whenever a group would move towards us where we were in the pumpkin patch area, we would just zoom away.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And then Saturday night, but it was beautiful. The weather here on Saturday was so gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was perfect. And then Saturday night, my wife and I went on a date night. My mom and my aunt watched Ruby. We went to a restaurant that had only opened up on Tuesday for the first time.
Okay. What restaurant?
Good food. A Montford.
Oh, yeah.
They'd been closed and reopened mm-hmm. on Tuesday, which
oh,
was nice.
Oh, I didn't realize they were closed.
Yeah. Me either.
Good for them.
And now they take reservations.
Okay.
They
love good food on Montford. Mm-hmm. Been there many
Me
times.
Too.
Great place. And then on Sunday, I went to a friend's house, and I got to talk about this a little later on the show. Somebody showed up at their door at like 11:30 at night the other night when they just, the first day they had been in their house. They moved into their new house, and somebody was banging and ringing the doorbell.
Oh, and it wasn't a neighbor?
No, it wasn't a neighbor.
Wow.
I'll tell you who it was coming up later.
Okay.
And then last night, we celebrated my dad's 80th birthday at a hibachi place. Just so whether you're 8 years old or 80 years old, hibachi is the place to go.
That's true.
And my daughter was petrified of the fire show and stuff.
Yeah.
So Amanda spent her time outside.
Oh.
Because and she was upset.
She's like, I'm the real winner here. I can't really be around this much of your family. We were drinking, having a good time.
Maybe next time we'll just take two cars.
Yeah, exactly.
I forgot to tell mm-hmm. you. Sorry, go ahead. Finish.
Well,
your story.
No, I was just going to say, I thought maybe today for our wrap party, which we do a little more MRL after the show, we'd call my dad and get some 80-year-old wisdom.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be great.
His birthday was yesterday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like it. I was going to say, I forgot to tell you that baby Jackson cut his first two teeth this weekend.
Hey.
At 4 months old.
What is that? Does that mean they're appearing? Is that
yes.
what that means? Okay,
uh-huh.
thank you.
Yes.
I don't know what cutting teeth means.
Coming through, bud. That
oh,
means
they're
that coming means... through, and he's probably pretty whiny. And
oh,
and
no.
It also means that breastfeeding is probably coming to an end.
Yeah. That's true also.
Sooner than I thought.
You don't want that latching on.
That's true also. Good point. Goodbye, easy 500 calories out the window.
I don't
a day.
Know. I think I'm going to keep pumping, but now we're just going to be doing bottles.
Yeah. All right. We got a lot to do today. Roy's going to give us an early morning mind bender. After he was gone for a day, we could all use it. He's going to ask us an impossible question. And I think we might have a prize for that, which would kind of be fun. We'll do that. Also, like we said, it is Freak Week. So someone on the show, Loren, is going to tell us why she had to have the Charlotte Area Paranormal Society at her house. And what did they find? We'll find all that out. And that's it. A lot of good stuff, man.
Perfect.
All right. Let's do it.
Let's do a show.
Stick with us.
Right. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I love when people accidentally fall into millions.
Of dollars?
Yeah.
I wish I'd fall into
that. How do I fall into that?
I mean, we read these stories quite a bit where, like, a man didn't want to stop to let his wife go to the bathroom on a road trip. She went to the bathroom. He played a scratch-off and won $2
million. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like an unexpected... Surprise, a 56-year-old Michigan man said he made a mistake while buying his lottery ticket that earned him a cool $2 million payday. He told lottery officials he accidentally bought two identical tickets for the Mega Millions drawing using the lottery's website. I went online and bought a ticket using numbers that are family birthdays. I forgot to save the numbers as favorites in the app, so I went back in and set them up as favorites so I could easily play them in the future. But in that way, what he didn't realize he was doing was he wasn't saving them. He was playing another
game. Okay.
He didn't know that he'd be buying the second ticket. So if he played the first ticket, that one wasn't the winning numbers. Then he saved them, these numbers, and played another ticket.
And then he won the big one.
1, 5, 9, 10, 23.
You know, the people that pick their own numbers, I would just feel personally that you have a better chance getting the random numbers. Right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would love to hear from people this morning at 704-570-9595. If there's anyone out there that plays, like, either daily or weekly, do you do the random? Or, like Roy says, do you do your own personal numbers? What do you feel like you have better luck with?
I don't know. My grandmother used to do both. Like, she would play the three-digit 222 and then 912 boxed and straight, and then she would do
what
I know. I don't even really
like
know what that
track.
Means. I know. Yeah. I think it means if it hits straight, you get more money, but it boxed is like it can hit in any order.
Now, your grandma was losing it. She was getting the lottery tickets and hoping the number three horse won. She's like, come on, silver, come on.
True life.
Come on, silver.
But then for like the Powerball, she would do.
Quiet, Loren, the race is about to start.
Grandma.
No, Grandma, they're just going to pick the numbers.
Strike a million. Calm down.
She would do birthdays and then do a quick pick.
Okay. Did she ever win?
Yeah.
She did?
Yeah. I mean, not millions, but.
I know. And cool. I know people that play scratch-offs all the time. Like, they go and they get gas, or they do a daily stop at, like, their local convenience store, and the clerk gives them the scratch-offs, and away they go.
It wouldn't even matter. Like, it wasn't a daily thing for her. It could be a full-on blizzard in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and she was sending you to the grocery store for eggs, water, milk, bread, and lottery tickets.
Why did she want to win so bad? Did she really want to be rich?
I don't know. I think they just like to gamble, like that side of my family.
Yeah, that could be a thing, because my buddy's grandfather, whenever he came to visit, he played all the time, too. And, like, he would have lottery tickets all over the kitchen table.
Oh, wow.
And, like, if we were having a snack or something, we weren't allowed to eat in, like, that area.
Okay.
And it was, like, they were marked. They were X'd out.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And it was, like, you know, he would have his glasses, like, off hanging off his nose like Chuck Schumer, and he'd be looking at them. And I'm like what's going
on? Chuck Schumer.
You know how Chuck Schumer
wears
his
visor, too, when he's looking at
Yeah, and he's got the chain around his reading glasses. And I'm like, what's Grandpa Joe doing?
They try to win the big ones, man. And then if I buy lottery tickets, I try to go to the shadiest looking place, because that's the one that typically gives it to you, in my opinion. Like, you don't really hear the big national chains. You hear it's like the stop and go off this street, and you're like, what?
Yeah, the QT off of 85 and 77.
You know,
no, it's never that.
It's never that.
It's like Joe's Stop Shack.
Yeah, Joe's Stop Shack.
And then he's always a gem on TV after somebody wins.
All of a sudden, he knew that one was the lucky. I just felt it that day.
Uh-huh. And then his story on the news is never they, because the news will question whoever won. Like, if they give away the $2 billion Powerball or whatever, the news goes and talks to the owner. And he always adds something that's completely irrelevant to the story. Like, my wife had a major hemorrhoid, and we was at the doctor when I got the call. And you're like, okay.
Yeah. Not only did I give the $1 billion ticket, but I also had the most Coke sales in one day.
What? It's a lucky day for everyone.
And that guy ends up going viral and not the winner.
I know. Let's talk with Tyler in Morganton. Tyler, good morning. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Morning.
Hey, bud.
Do you play daily?
I try not to, anyway.
Yeah.
And would you pick your own numbers, or you do let the machine do it?
Yeah, I pick my own numbers. I go from, like, the serial numbers off my vehicles to random birthday numbers of the family members, my kids' birthdays.
Now, do you feel that when people win the Mega Millions, they win off their own numbers? Like, you just feel it's luckier that way?
To me, yes. I think it's a whole lot luckier. You have more of a percentage of getting it
to
there.
What numbers are you playing today?
I'm not playing today.
You're not going to play today after we're talking about it? Now's your lucky day.
I don't even know what it's up to.
It's a sign.
My buddy might, though. My buddy might.
Okay.
He's the one that plays, like, constantly. He was down in Louisiana for storm work, and, I mean, this kid lost $1,800, turned around just to win $3,000.
Yeah. Well, it seems like it paid out to me. $1,800 to $3,000.
No, he had to pay off $3,000.
Oh, he had to pay off $3,000.
That ain't good.
No, that ain't good. Well.
All right, Tyler. Good luck with your playing, okay?
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
You too.
1, 5, 9, 10, 23. Play those numbers, somebody.
Why?
Because that's what won in this guy in Michigan.
Okay. Well, and I also love it, like, when I hear this story, and I don't even know if the jackpot's even that high. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's not even the popular time, but people still win.
Isn't it? That's probably the best time to play because there's less people playing.
100%.
We don't play until the Powerball is like the third most popular story.
That's so true.
All right, quick break. Roy's going to give us a mind bender next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Maney Roy and the Rim Morning Show. It's time for a morning mind bender. 20 years ago, the average person did this five or more times a day. Now it's only about twice per day. 704-570-9595. 20 years ago.
One more time.
20 years ago, the average person did this five or more times a day. Now it's about only twice per day. In time, we do this less. 704-570-9595.
I know it.
What? Mark, I have a guess, too.
Mark me. How confident are you in your answer?
I'm not super confident, but I think it's a pretty good guess.
All right, you go first, because I'm very confident.
Hang on. Let me get a backup question ready to think. All right, go ahead.
Talk on the phone?
Oh!
Is that what you were going to say?
I was going to say leave a voicemail.
Oh.
All right, second question.
Because we text now.
The not-so-impossible question from Roy Brown.
Or we're just really smart. I like that one better.
Hang on. Are you ready?
Congratulations, Loren.
Thank you.
You are the smartest person in the Carolinas.
Okay, all right, so...
Go to impossiblequestion.com.
Yeah, let me try to find something else that you're going to get in 2 seconds.
Do you need a break?
No, I could do it.
Okay.
Do we have time?
Yeah, we have time.
Okay. So 32% of people admit they've lied to get out of this.
Oh, I know it. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. 32% of people admit they've lied to get out of this. I do have a clue, but it's going to give it away, so I won't give it yet. 704-570-9595. 32% of people admit they've lied to get out of this.
I don't think we should guess. We should just wait.
No, and I'll, like, because I need the clue, because it could be anything. Like, it could be, obviously, work or...
Right.
Because I kind of have a good guess, but I'm afraid to give
it.
We'll give it off the air. I don't want to give it away on the air. All right, 704-570-9595. Roy, the impossible mindbender question is...
32% of people admit they've lied to get out of this. What is it?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So, morning mindbender, 32% of people admit they've lied to get out of this. What is it? 704-570-9595. Going to the phones. This is Snyder in Lincolnton. Welcome to the Maney Roy of the Rim Morning Show. 32% of people, hey man, 32% of people admit they've lied to get out of this. What is it?
A ticket.
A ticket.
Ooh.
I
would think like 90%.
I was going to say, Snyder, I think the percentage would be a bit up. So that is incorrect.
Sorry, Snyder. Good guess, though.
Yeah.
All right. Kayla in Spartanburg, 32% of people admit they've lied to get out of this. What is it?
Jury duty.
Ooh, jury duty. That is incorrect.
It's hard to lie to get out of jury duty because they only accept like two or three excuses.
Yeah.
I did tell them once I was pregnant. That didn't work. Apparently guys can't have carry the child and stuff.
But. I guess you could lie once you were there.
Thanks, Kayla.
Maybe. I want to, if I get jury duty, it better be a big case. I want to be part of something good.
I've never had jury duty.
Neither have I. Never.
I went and I didn't get it. I just sat there all day.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
Okay. 32% of people admit they've lied to get out of this. Let me give you guys a hint that I'm sure will just give it away.
Before you do that, is it church and am I right?
No, and you're not.
Changing a diaper.
No. No, all good, though. You guys better not do this to me.
Is that your hint?
That's my hint.
Huh.
You, Maney, you, Loren, you, Nicole, better not do this to me.
A funeral.
Hey, you think I'm dying soon?
Wait a minute. 32% of people lie to get out of this, and we better not do it to you?
Better not do it to me.
Working with someone daily? I don't know. All right, let's try somebody random. How about line 8?
Caroline in Gastonia, what do you think it is?
Hey, guys. So I'm actually doing this weekend. Is it a wedding?
32% of people admit they've lied to get out of this. The answer is a wedding.
What? Get out of here.
You guys better not lie to get out of my wedding.
Wait a minute, Caroline. You're doing this weekend?
Well, I have a friend who's hosting a wedding, and my personal reason is I'm not quite comfortable with the crowd she's invited yet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I told her I had something else that, you know, I'm not going to get into it just in case she's listening.
Right.
Yeah, it's a Halloween wedding. And I was just like, oh, that's so fun. Here's your present. I won't be there. I'll see you later. Have fun. Have a great time.
Well, you do have something to do, Caroline. You can't be busy with that wedding after you told us off the air what you have to do this weekend.
Right. Of course.
It's very important.
Hey, I got to say, Caroline, I think your original reason is totally fine. I think it's totally okay, but like, I don't feel comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
I love telling people I don't feel comfortable.
We just told somebody on Friday. You weren't here, Roy. We just told someone on Friday who is a nurse in an ER who deals with coronavirus patients that her sister's getting married, and she's like, I'm going to get mask shame for wearing a mask.
Oh, that's sad.
That's what she said.
Well, I told her. I was like, just tell everybody that you are a nurse on a COVID floor and that you're wearing the mask for them. I guarantee you people will socially distance and not give you a hard time.
Or better yet, just tell people, like, I don't feel good, guys.
I can't.
These are hot wings.
Something going on.
I can't taste these hot wings to save my life.
Somebody tell me how that wedding cake tastes. I haven't been able to taste in days.
I bet people will love it if you wear a mask then.
All right, Caroline. Congratulations in Gastonia. You are the smartest person in the Carolina.
Hooray!
All right.
In the Carolina, I said. Carolinas. Clearly, I'm not. All right. Thanks, Caroline. Have a great day. All right. Let's do some songs here. Let's gather ourselves, and then I'll come back and tell you. My neighbor moved into a new home, and the first day, they hadn't even spent their first night there. The first day they were there, around 11:30 at night, the doorbell rings, and there's heavy knocking on the door.
Oh, my gosh.
And somebody showed up, and they were totally surprised by who it was, and it wasn't a neighbor.
Okay.
We'll tell you. When do you want to do it, Roy?
Give us 5 minutes.
All right.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Roy's back today, which is good. We were just off the air looking at submissions for our Pumpkin Mouth contest that the MRL show is doing.
Yeah, where our wonderful sponsor, Go Clear Orthodontics, will give you a whole smile transformation. All you got to do is go to kiss95.1.com and register to win the Pumpkin Mouth Contest.
You have until Wednesday, and a lot of people are, you know, honest about their smiles. And we want you to be honest about your smile. If it's less than perfect, then we want to pay for you to get the less than perfect smile fixed. Something good in 2020 could come of this, you know what I mean? Like, hey, 2020 has sucked, and yes, I don't have the money right now to get my teeth straightened, to get my smile back on track, but hey, the MRL show is going to help me out.
Yeah.
A lot of submissions, a lot of good people, a lot of people are smiling. It's fun. They're having fun with the contest, which is good. So just go to kiss951.com right now, and you can sign up there. Contest ends Wednesday for our Pumpkin Mouth Contest.
Listen, there ain't no shame in having some pumpkin teeth. I had some, had to get Invisalign to get it all cleared up.
Yep.
Pretty much everybody has. Like, my middle brother's the only one I know that has never had to have braces or, like, an invisible aligner or anything like that. So,
I would imagine it's impossible to have perfectly straight teeth.
I don't know how he does it.
Huh.
He does. He's got good teeth.
Okay.
He was born that way.
Yeah.
Jerk. All right. Coming up in just a little bit, I'll tell you who was at my friend's door at 11:30, and it wasn't a neighbor. Their first day living there. Don't go anywhere. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren show on Freak Week.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
I want to do a quick shout out.
To who?
Well, my son Dean and the entire Union County Elementary School system is starting 4 days a week today.
Aw, yay.
Cool.
So K through 5 in Union County. Welcome back to school, everybody. It's the first time since March that he'll go back-to-back days, you know?
Wow, very cool.
Although I guess that's not true. He went Wednesday, Thursday starting a couple weeks ago. But you get the idea. Like every day now until Friday, they all virtually learn.
How do kids do the school bus social distance, or do they just don't do it?
I'll find out at like 2:30 today
okay.
when he gets off.
Yeah, I didn't know how they were going to do that.
I think it's like every other C. Plus, what I've realized was since I've been picking Dean up at school is that the car line is way longer because now parents are home and are able to pick up their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of parents are bailing on the school bus idea.
Yeah, because
not the Maneys.
No, it's a free ride.
Hell yeah. And he wants to take the bus.
My taxes paid for that bus. You're taking it.
All right, Roy, this was a question that we had yesterday. Last week was National School Bus Safety Week. I'm going to ask you the question that we asked someone when we played a quiz.
Well, I was a bus safety monitor.
What does the driver on the bus? What does the driver on the bus tell the people on the bus to do in the song?
Oh, in the I don't know the song.
Driver on the bus says.
I don't know if I know the song.
He
driver
doesn't
on
have
the bus.
Kids.
The windshield wipers on the bus go
round. It's round and round, right?
That's the wheels.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Then the wipers go
swish, swish, swish.
Uh-huh. And the driver on the bus says,
"Sit down, sit down,
move on back,
move on back." Really?
That's what the driver on the bus says.
I didn't know that.
Yep,
I didn't know that.
Hashtag the more you know.
Okay, I thought you were going to ask me a bus safety question. You know.
No. I will tell you, though, people that used to live in my neighborhood moved to a new home, and they're kind of in a neighborhood now where they're the only house for, you know, a good while. And then there's another house, like they have like 2 acres.
Oh, okay.
And it's like there's not a lot of street lights, so it's dark. And they realized that when they moved in that night and they were unpacking boxes and stuff, like, wow, you know, you didn't realize when you lived in a neighborhood like I'm in where there's houses are pretty close together and, you know, it's lit up how different it is.
Mm-hmm.
So they're unpacking boxes their first night there and they hear at like 11:30, they hear like hard banging on the front door, they said.
Mm.
That's terrifying.
Well, that's what the homeowner said. And she... The girl who lives in the house, the mother, ran upstairs and, like, locked herself in the bathroom.
Oh, wait, why?
Why would she just answer the door?
Petrified of the knocking and the ringing of the door.
Oh, somebody...
But you said the same thing. You go, oh, my God, that's scary.
Oh, if you're in the middle of the night, yeah, it's scary, but I'd go and see what's going on.
Well, she ran upstairs and immediately texted her husband, who was downstairs in the basement unpacking boxes, and she goes, what the hell? Who's at the door? And so he heard it at the same time and thought that maybe she went out to get another box and, like, locked herself out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when they got to the door, it wasn't a neighbor. It was a cop.
Oh, what did the police want?
The police said that they got a hang up on 911 that was pinged from that address.
Ooh, oh, and they didn't do it?
And there was another cop car driving up and down the street with their lights everywhere.
Oh, this is freaking me out, man. do they have kids that could have called 911?
Oh, they have a 2-year-old that, no.
So maybe a neighbor called 911 and it just happened to show their address?
The officer said, do you mind if I come in and do a walk around?
Oh.
Just to check.
Well, this is looking bad for the guy because upstairs is a woman locked in the room.
It ain't good.
Officer, you can't look.
Can you just stay on the first floor? So wait, how do cell phones work? Could it have been the old people who used to work there or
no.
who used to live there?
As a former 911 operator, I remember that the GPS would do a triangulation and then it would say like 300 feet from this address. And so, you know, like, well, it's somewhere near this home. It either could be inside the home or outside the home, but it's near this home.
But 300 feet, if they have 2 acres, like, clearly
right.
that could be the
well,
only
so that's what the officer said, that a lot of times when they're out in that kind of area, the ping isn't exactly where it is. And Roy and I know that from the time that Roy lost his cell phone got stolen out of the gas station that we were at when we were driving back from Atlanta. We stopped at some gas station in northern Georgia.
To be fair, y'all were a little banged up at that point. You were hungover. Oh. Probably wasn't your best moment.
Puke and wine in a McDonald's bush.
I felt like dirt. But needless to say, the ping had it in some guy's truck. So we were doing on the side of a truck.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, open up. And the guy comes out. And he's like, what do you want? And I'm like, do you have our phone? You stole our phone. It says it's pinging here. He goes, no, I don't have a phone. You want to come in and look? We're like, no.
Nope.
We've seen a scary movie.
Yeah. Well, we watch Lifetime. I'm not getting in that truck. So the cop walks around the house. And at that point, the wife had come down, you know, once she found out it was a cop. He welcomed him to the neighborhood and helped unpack a couple boxes, you know. But anyway, it is scary, though. And it's funny because I said the same exact thing. I was like, wait a minute. You didn't – when there's somebody knocking and banging on the door like that, you didn't answer it. And everybody looked at me like I was nuts. Like, there's no way you answer the door. But that's what your front door is for.
Yeah, but also nowadays you notify people when you're coming over. So if there's a knock at the door, it's typically due to an exigent circumstance and or someone's killing you.
I would just assume that it was one of your neighbors, like, dropping something off that maybe had a heavy hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's what we want to hear from you guys at 704-570-9595. Who showed up at your door after dark?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We're the Mandy Moore and the Ram Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Who showed up at your door after dark, banging and knocking? My friends moved into their new home, and the first night they were there, they didn't even get to sleep yet. 11:30, they were unpacking boxes, and they hear a huge bang on the door and a ring, but a constant bang.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? It wasn't like...
Right.
It was like...
The constant bang, like, open up your dang door.
Because the police officer that was at the door got a 911 ping from there.
And, you know, the police do have that certain knock.
Oh, yeah.
There's a cop knock.
Right?
Let's talk with Lindsay in North Carolina. Welcome to the Mania Morning, the Rim Morning Show. Quickly tell us.
Hi. Lindsay, who is at the door after dark?
Well, my aunt and my uncle always play a lot of jokes on my great aunt. And one night, she had a knock on her door, and so she went and opened it, thinking that it was just them because it was late at night. And there was a naked man standing on her porch with a mask on.
Well, at least he was following the COVID-19 protocol.
What was the story? Real quick, what happened?
He had to have got locked out, right?
Well, they did not live there. We have no idea who it was. She threatened to call the cops, and then all of a sudden a van pulled up, and he ran and jumped into it.
What? The mental hospital came out, and come on, get back in.
Thanks, Lindsay. Holy cow. All right, we got more people on hold.
Okay.
Crazy stories, including someone who showed up to someone's door and claimed they were a minister.
Okay.
We'll get that and your call, 704-570-9595. Who showed up at your door after dark?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
I told a story about how my friends got a visit at 11:30 at night from someone who was knocking on their front door really hard. The first night they spent in their house, they hadn't even gone to bed in the new house. They were unpacking boxes and they heard that. And it turned out to be a sheriff who said that they had a 911 ping from that area, specifically to that address. And it wasn't, you know, nobody in that house called 911. The cop did a walkthrough and ended up leaving. But that got us thinking, like, who showed up at your house after dark?
Yeah, give us a phone call. 704-570-9595. I know anytime I hear a knock at the door, I get concerned because nobody comes to my house. I have zero visitors. Let's talk with Stacy in Spartanburg. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Wren Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. So who knocked at your door late at night?
I was home alone with my son. My son's now 24. He was probably about 8 months old. And we always use our carport door. We don't use the front door. And all of a sudden, I get a bang at my front door. I get at the door and ask, who is it? And the guy says, I need help. Oh. And so he asked for a washcloth. I handed him a washcloth to the door, and they shut the door again. I said, now you can leave. And he said, no, you've got to let me in. I'm a minister. I've been pistol whipped. And you could tell he was drunk.
Wow. Yeah. So how'd you end up getting him off the front porch area?
He kept yelling at me, you've got to let me in. I've got my card from my church. So I called the police. And I said, there's a guy at my front door. And there was blood on his face. Something had happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I called the police. And the police officer showed up. And I heard him outside. And he yelled. And he said, get off of our front porch now.
Oh.
And the guy said, but I'm a minister. He said, the cop cussed. I don't give a A2
yeah.
Get off the front porch.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they ended up arresting him or what, because I didn't go out. And my husband got home about 15 minutes later. And I asked him, did he see the police? And he said, what are you talking about?
Oh, my Stacy.
Her husband doesn't buy the story at all.
Yeah.
It's a good story, though. Dora in Concord, welcome to the Mania Moore and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Dora, you sent us a text message, and we...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Got you on because it's not that somebody knocked on your door. Tell everyone where the person knocked.
Yeah, this actually made it weirder. They actually knocked on my bathroom window. I was up late at night. I was drying my hair, getting ready for the next day. It was probably around midnight, if not later. And in the middle of it, I just hear a very loud, distinctive knock on my window. And immediately, obviously, my heart started racing. I started freaking out. And for some reason, my first instinct was to turn off all the lights. And so,
not a bad instinct.
Like, okay, if I turn them off, they won't know I'm here.
Yeah, then you army, then you army crawl to the bedroom.
But they've already seen the lights on. My first reaction would be to go get a gun.
Well, if I had one, I probably would have. And so I guess my feeling was if I turn them off, I can see, like, out my window and see if anyone was out there. And I looked, but no one was out there. And my backyard is super, super dark, so I was not going to go out there and try to investigate who it was. But, yeah, and for me, the weirdest part is I have a side gate that you have to go through in order to get to my bathroom window.
Mm.
So
but the weird
really freaked me out.
Dora, the weirdest thing about this whole thing is like, you're just like, period, dot, dot, dot. Like, we have no closure.
Right.
You didn't know. You still don't know who it was.
Well, you know, that night I had to tell myself what I needed to make myself feel better. So I chalked it up to neighborhood kids playing pranks on people. And I was hoping I wasn't the only one that got their window knocked on.
There we go.
Okay.
Not bad. That's good. All right. Thanks, Dora, for sharing.
For sure. A murderer. But yeah, no.
Check the news the next morning.
Angela in Lincolnton. Welcome to the Maine Roy on the Rim Morning Show. Who showed up at your house after dark?
Well, my neighbor had sent someone over that had knocked on her door, and she was like, well, go over there because, you know, they're nice, and I'm old, and I can't take you anywhere because he was looking for a ride.
Oh, okay.
And so he shows up at our house, and he's like, yeah, Paulette said that, you know, hey, you can, you would give me a ride, and we're like, okay. So my husband proceeds to take him to his house, and the guy's like, would you mind stopping here for me right quick? I got to get something. And Kim was like, all right. So he pulled over, and then the guy comes out and goes, well, I just need to go right over here now. Do you mind if we just go right here? And
what?
Like, I'm not running errands for you.
Right. At this point, he's like, okay. You know, so Ken's not going to tell him no. So he takes him to the other place. And it's about then that Ken starts to put together that this guy's buying drugs. This is what's happening. And so he just left. And came back.
You guys were immediately nice to give him a ride. If someone said, Paulette said, you give me a ride, I'd be like, well, I don't know Paulette.
Yeah.
Even if it was your next door neighbor, your best friend.
No clue. Screw Paulette. She don't know me.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Ray, welcome to the Mandy Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, you are playing Can't Beat Lorraine today.
I'm going to try.
All right. Go ahead and kick her out.
Go ahead and laugh during good
stuff. I love your confidence, Ray.
I'm going.
All right, Ray. Lorraine's got the headphones down, and she is out of the room. Only we can hear the question.
Are you ready, Ray? Yeah, I think I might be. I don't know. When? Now? Here we go, bud. Let's see if we can take her down. Arnold Schwarzenegger has undergone another heart surgery. He posted a picture giving thumbs up on Insta. He says he feels fantastic now. What state was he the governor of?
California?
California. Brad Pitt's girlfriend spent the last month in France with him and this past weekend was spotted with her husband. Brad Pitt was married to what Friends actress?
Jennifer Aniston.
Question 3. Miley Cyrus revealed that she'll be dropping a new album next month. What Disney character is she known for playing?
Hannah Montana?
Question 4. Kelly Ripa posted a funny Halloween throwback picture of her husband dressed as Ponch from the TV show Chips. Kelly hosts Live with whom?
Ryan Seacrest?
Question 5. Justin Bieber put out a docuseries earlier this year and is now returning to the same platform for a new documentary coming out this Friday. What platform can we watch that series on?
I don't know that one.
Okay. No problem. Come on in, Loren. Ray didn't do too bad.
All right, Ray got 4 correct.
Okay.
All right, let's see how you do, queen of pop culture, with 55 straight wins. Arnold Schwarzenegger has undergone another heart surgery. He posted a picture with thumbs up on Insta. He says he feels fantastic now. What state was he the governor of? And please say it like the governor would say it.
California.
That's correct.
We also accept California.
Okay.
Brad Pitt's girlfriend spent the last month in France with him, but this past weekend, she was spotted back with her husband.
I love this story.
We're still going to talk about this later on in the show. It's great. Brad Pitt was married to what Friends actress?
Jennifer Aniston.
2-2.
And if he's accepting applications for married women, I would like to submit mine.
Yeah. All right. Question 3. Miley Cyrus revealed that she'll be dropping a new album next month. What Disney character was she known for playing?
Hannah Montana.
That's right. 3-3.
Question 4. Kelly Ripa posted a funny Halloween throwback pic of her husband dressed as Ponch from the TV show Chips. Kelly hosts Live with whom?
Ryan Seacrest.
That is correct. It's 4-4.
Question 5. Justin Bieber put up a docuseries earlier this year and is now returning to the same platform for a new documentary coming out this Friday. What platform will we watch this documentary on?
I believe it's YouTube.
That is correct. No answer from Ray on that one. Final score 5-4. The Ren, you got 56 wins, and I thought you wouldn't get the YouTube one.
I know. I so would have said, like, Hulu.
Yep.
Honestly, if it wasn't for producer Nicole, like, she posted on her stories ad nauseum. Ray, almost got me.
Thanks.
4 correct, not quite a win. You know what we want to hear.
My name is Ray from Charlotte, and I cannot beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Ray.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Roy went to Florida this weekend, and he's going to share some stories with us, including you went fishing?
I did go fishing. We went fishing in the ocean, but I didn't catch a fish. I caught something else that required a lot of people, and it was a whole scene.
I love a good Roy story.
We'll discuss coming up at 5. Don't go anywhere.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I wasn't on the show. I, Roy, wasn't on the show Friday. I had to go to a doctor, a specialist down in Florida for an early Friday morning appointment. So I had to leave Thursday night, get there, you know, get settled, and then go to the doctor Friday morning.
The doctor just happened to be on the beach in a beautiful town in Florida.
Well, no, I was in the city. Although an hour, like a little over an hour away from the doctor's office, we actually know somebody who lives in Florida, and they were nice enough to put us up, so we didn't have to go to a hotel and risk the pandemic travels and all that stuff.
I actually have an appointment in the Bahamas with a specialist in a couple weeks.
Listen,
if you can book anything in any nice area, do it. Do you find the doctors where you want to travel?
Yeah, I have a dentist appointment in St. Martin.
Yeah, gotta get my teeth cleaned in Bora Bora here coming up.
He's a specialist. They only see this.
They have a special kind of ceiling for your teeth.
Yeah.
So how was it?
It was good.
You got sunburn.
I did because Saturday, I believe, we went fishing. We decided I wanted to go fishing on the beach, and they took us out there. And I've never really done the beach fishing before, the sea fishing. And it was a lot of fun. Big poles, big, huge poles, not what I'm used to. And I didn't catch any fish. But
what were you fishing for?
Oh, I don't know. Whatever's in there. There's flounder cod. There was
Marlins.
That sounds like a basketball team, isn't it?
Well, it's a baseball team, but they're named after
a fish.
The fish that is.
See, I misunderstood the story off the air when you were telling it. I thought you went like deep sea fishing. You were fishing off of the beach.
Yeah, off the beach.
Gotcha.
So there was like flounder caught. There was some sea trout, some things like that caught.
Okay.
But, you know, it wasn't much luck. You just kind of put the fishing poles in this tube thing that's stuck in the sand, and you just sit there and you hang out. It's pretty much all you do. And I notice when I'm looking out there hanging out, I notice a bird. And the bird is... It looks like the bird's swimming. Looks like it's trying to be like a duck. And I'm like, that's strange. Guys, look at this bird. It's just floating in the water. It's just like it's swimming. And then I see it frantically flap its wings, and it ain't moving. It's trying to get up in the air, and it ain't getting up in the air. I'm like, the bird's stuck in the ocean. I don't know how it's possible, but there's a bird that's stuck.
The wings hurt or something.
Right, and so we went out there, only to realize that my fishing pole caught a bird.
Oh.
So we have to reel the bird in.
Oh, no.
And it's so bad.
Where is the hook stuck on the bird?
Well, the hook is still in the ocean. Somehow, when the bird was flying, went low enough to get caught into the line and somehow wrapped its entire wing around the line.
Oh, it's tangled in.
It's tangled in. So we reel the bird in to the ocean. The bird's freaking out. It's trying to attack us, bite us. And so we throw a towel over the head, which magically calms a bird down.
It does.
Who would have thought?
I told you guys, I'm the crazy bird lady. I had birds growing up.
I mean, this bird was frantic. All of a sudden, you put a towel on its forehead, and it's like out of a day at the spa. I mean, it's so relaxed. You can do whatever you want to this bird. And so we then go into producer Nicole animal life-saving mode. You know how she's always out there rescuing animals. We're out there trying to get this poor animal back to, life here, back
untangle
to where it can
it.
Fly away. And we're snipping away. And unfortunately, we couldn't get the fish. The way it was tangled, we couldn't get the fish net entirely off. We did have to just kind of cut and, there's a fish net on the wing.
Okay.
But it flew away.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask, is the bird okay?
It's okay.
Probably cutting off its circulation. I'm sure it's fine.
That's fine.
Between you catching a bird with your fishing rod and getting caught and Loren almost killing a bird with the golf ball with an AK-47. Yes, that did happen. You guys hate birds and producer Nicole is like, enough.
Oh, and let me tell you, the only thing I kept thinking about when we were trying to help this bird out is that Nicole would kill me. Another one, I don't know how she feels about fishing. She's probably against that. But then I caught a bird. That's just the worst.
I'm okay if it's the indigenous people in some Pacific island that need to fish to live. That I get. But Roy,
I sound like that?
Roy fishing on a Saturday in Florida? Eh.
We didn't catch and release. What we caught, we took back and cooked.
That's good.
Yeah, but not the bird. I mean, I didn't cook the bird.
Seagull. The seagull taste good?
The bird was a catch and release, but everything else was
you guys caught some other stuff.
Oh, yeah. There was a flounder. And, I mean, I didn't catch it.
Yeah.
Only thing I caught was a bird.
Okay.
But there was some flounder and then some sea trout.
Nice.
That was consumed. But it was a good time, and the bird's good, Nicole.
Okay. Good. Only Roy would go fishing and catch a bird.
Still to
come. I mean, a license plate, seaweed.
Right.
A live bird.
Okay.
A live bird.
Well, listen, it is Freak Week. Halloween is this coming weekend. We are just about 5 days away from Halloween, and that means we're going to take ghost stories and spooky, crazy stories all week long. To kick it off, someone on the show had to have the ghost hunters come to their home to do an investigation. Because they feel like the home's haunted. We'll find out who that is and why the ghost hunters are there coming up just after 8.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
All right, a member of the Manny, Roy, the Rim Morning Show had something spooky going on in their house, and they had to get the Carolina, Charlotte Area Paranormal Society, the ghost hunters, in there to investigate. Who is that person?
That would be me. We have experienced some really strange things around our house since we found out that we were pregnant with baby Jackson. And we thought maybe after knowing the things that happened, that it was my dad who had passed away when I was 19. So Tina and her crew came to my house on Saturday night and did their ghost hunting.
So I will say I'm a little surprised because you did this all kind of in private. Like normally we'll have Tina come on, but this year because of the pandemic, we didn't open it up to a listener to get a free investigation, which they do it for free anyway. But we would set everything up. This year we didn't do it because of the pandemic. And then I was thinking like one of us should do it and you already did it.
Yeah. The things that happened around our house, like my husband's not really a believer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I am. And the things that happened, half of them happened to him. And he couldn't explain it.
Oh, which, so was he now a believer in ghosts?
I don't know that he was a believer. He was just like, there's no explanation for it. No real explanation. But we had a picture frame fall off the wall in a room that nobody was in. And it was just me, my mom, my brother, and Dallas in my kitchen. And we were talking about naming our son Jackson, his middle name after my dad, which is Joseph. And at that exact moment, the picture frame fell off the wall.
Who installed the picture frame?
It's a piece of art. I mean.
No, I was just wondering if maybe shoddy work.
It probably is.
Yeah.
And if you weren't talking about Joseph at that time.
Right. I wouldn't have thought anything of it.
You wouldn't have thought the coincidence was there.
Exactly.
You would have put a new nail in and moved on. I get it.
Then my husband, our faucet is like a touch faucet in our kitchen.
Oh, fancy.
Don't start.
I don't even know
don't
what that is,
start,
but it
you
just
two.
Sounds fancy.
No, it's
is it
really
like
not.
When you go to a grocery store and the door's automatically open, you just get near it and the water magically comes out?
Like you did that
out?
Thing with your mind? No. Okay, so then that would turn on like in the middle of the night and we thought it was the sensor on it. So we changed out the sensor and it was still happening every once in a while. Not all the time.
Just buy a regular faucet that you turn on and off. You'll get rid of that problem. What's next?
Or just crank it.
When my husband and I go to sleep at night, we take Yetis up to our bedroom, and they sit on like this lipped tray.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dallas's had fallen off of the tray not once, not twice, but three times.
Oh, we spoke about this on a wrap party a while ago.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, you were probably half awake, took a sip, sat it back down, and then it fell. And he's like, no, I really wasn't awake when it happened. And the third time it happened, I had happened to be getting up to go to work, and I was sitting, laying in bed next to him on my phone. And I can confirm that he was 100% laying down and sleeping when it fell off of the nightstand. And then that third time that I was awake, not only did it fall off, but it was like rolled over by the door.
Oh, like thrown.
Kind of. Yeah.
And you had no other issues in your older house?
None.
This is all since you moved into the chateau?
All since I moved in. I'm not going to call it the chateau.
Do it.
Into our new house. And then.
Say cottage.
Yeah.
To my little cottage.
My little cottage. And then after I had talked to Tina to come over to the house, it was right after a presidential debate one morning. And I was listening to it while I was getting my stuff ready for work because I couldn't stay up to mm-hmm. watch. And I was standing in the kitchen and I saw something walk past, like a white figure kind of float past a door frame that was in my peripheral vision.
Well, you never told us that.
I didn't tell you that because it happened between talking to Tina and Tina being there.
Okay, so how'd you not? Oh, I would have freaked out when I saw that.
I did kind of freak out, but then I was like, well, maybe it was my hair because, you know, I'm losing some hair right now. Because I'm breastfeeding.
You're a mess.
I am a mess. So I'm getting like a bald spot. And okay. I was like, well, maybe it was like breakage that caught the light. And as I was turning, I'm talking myself out of it, right?
Okay, the Yeti cups was a little weird for me. And this is a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting some weird stuff.
Yeah.
So Tina comes to the house.
Yep.
She's already been there.
Yes.
She came.
This past Saturday night.
Okay, just like her and another investigator?
It was her and two other people.
What tools did they bring?
So they brought their like little meter reader to read energy in the room. They brought the heat sensitivity one that can tell if there's a change in temperature.
Okay.
You know, because typically if you have an experience, the temperature drops.
Right.
And then they also brought that machine that scans frequencies and then you hear certain words through it. And then they brought one other thing.
A neutron pack?
No, it generates words.
Oh.
So they turn it on and it'll say like, the number 7, like the number 7 was something that came up. That's what it sounds like.
What was that?
I don't know, but that's
War
what
games.
It sounds like.
It's the best movie ever. Okay.
So interesting.
So Tina does, how long is she there?
She was there probably from 9 to almost midnight.
And did you get she does a very comprehensive report, but did mm-hmm. she give you a quick synopsis?
She is supposed to let me know.
Okay.
Yeah, I imagine it takes time to review hours.
Well, we know that, but she at least, like when we've done them before, she gives you an idea.
Do you feel anything weird? How about this? Did anything happen?
Nothing happened while, you know, they were there. I don't know what their meters picked up or anything like that.
What their evidence says?
Yeah, but, like, a Yeti didn't fly off of the table.
How cool would that have been?
But at one point, CAPS, the Charlotte Area Paranormal Society, closed the door and told us to give us a minute.
I did let them kind of do their thing and have full run of the house, but I asked them to come after the babies were asleep because I didn't want to...
Yeah.
A, I don't want to scare Cash. And B,
Cash, you want Cash to scare them.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a perfect situation. It's nice and quiet then. The home can actually be investigated. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't wait to hear about the ghost and see if they caught it.
Yeah, me too.
A lot of people are saying this sounds very weird. 704 says, I cannot deny the afterlife after going through my experiences. I totally understand what you're going through, Lorraine.
And, you know, I never felt unsafe in my house. Mm-hmm. So I think if there is something there, hopefully it's my dad.
Yeah, it probably is. Well, the cup thing's weird.
We'll find out from Tina Thursday of this week. We'll have her back on to give us a recap of what's going on with your house during Freak Week.
This is Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
We're in here now, by the way, sharing ghost stories. All in the Halloween spirit.
Roy's dying to be haunted by a ghost.
None of them visit me. And then I was upset because now I'm thinking about all my dead relatives. And none of them come back and visit me. So maybe they didn't like me.
You wouldn't let any of them visit when they were alive. Why would they come back now?
I did have some strict house rules. You're so right, Lorraine. They probably thought I was uppity. City boy.
Good point, Lorraine.
He went from the mountains to the city, and he doesn't allow visitors.
Yep. What was your cousin's name who slept on your couch when he came for the race that time? Jethro? What was his? It's a very country name.
Squirrel. Buford?
No, Buford. Yeah, Buford slept on you. Your cousin Buford.
Yeah,
Buford.
Don't you love it, too? Because he's really not like a cousin, but you have family that's not family. Does that make sense?
Cousin Buford. he doesn't have your last name. Doesn't even look like you. Hey, my real cousin.
He's family.
I think that, just to ride off of what Roy's saying, I feel like your dreams, this is my personal interpretation, that your dreams are open
to spirits?
People in the past life visiting you. And the reason why I bring this up is because I told my wife on our date on Saturday night that my Uncle Jimmy, I had a dream about him. Mm-hmm. And it was the most random dream out of nowhere. I hadn't thought about him during that day or anything like that. And Uncle Jimmy was making us food at his house. And I just asked him, are you okay? And he said, I'm fine. Like, why would I ask that?
I don't know.
Right?
Why would you dream about
him? Yeah.
Why would I dream about him? I don't know. But it was enough for me to text my cousins. Be like, hey, I dreamt about your dad last night and he's okay. And one cousin put LOL, then the other cousin side texted me and was like, what was it? What was, you know? And she's like, yeah, I really do believe in that too.
Mm-hmm. I've definitely had dreams about my dad.
And does he tell you he's okay? And is he in the vision that you remember him in?
So I remember one dream specifically where I used to go to work with him a lot. And we were at work. And from the front, he looked fine. And then when he turned around, for some reason, he had his shirt off. Like, we were working, like, doing demo. And when he turned around, I could see all the bones in his back. And I was like, ooh, Dad. And he turned back around. He said, don't worry, I'm okay.
How creepy are your dreams? Oh, my God.
Dude, you are so wounded. Like, you have no, not you. Oh. You're fine.
I was like, me?
This guy over here who has no experiences at all.
Yeah.
You are so wounded.
And I'm so open to it. I invite it. I want it to happen so bad. Every time I go into a haunted house, I hope the ghost shove me down the flight of stairs. I just hope something.
Yeah, that's why. Because you say it, but I don't think you're really open to it.
Oh, I am. I want a family member to visit me in my dreams. I want somebody to come talk to me.
Yeah, we don't plan that. You just have to have it happen. And I'm sure it's happened. You just don't remember.
Well, and I am very skeptical. I will say, like, I was in the bathroom. I woke up like 2 o'clock in the morning to use the restroom. And I heard voices. And my mind immediately went, well, someone's outside on their porch, a neighbor's on their porch, and somehow it's going through my vents, and that's how I'm hearing the voice. Because it was a female's voice, and I heard it clear as day. I heard it. She was like, all right, I'll talk to you later, is what I heard. I'm like, oh, that's got to be a neighbor. Like, that's not a ghost. And what? By the way, if it is a ghost, you tell me ghosts have cell phones or calling people? All right, I'll talk to you later.
No.
Yeah. Maybe she was talking directly to you. Talk to you later.
Yeah. Listen, we've talked about it 100 times, usually in October. The week of Halloween, which we call Freak Week on the show.
The only time we care about spooky things.
Yeah, but I mean, I think there's an energy. My mom, who doesn't believe at all,
says that she was on her back deck in our house in New Jersey, and our neighbor behind us, we were really close with her, and she died of lung cancer. And she used to come through the woods with her wine and come and sit on the deck with my mom. And my mom said in the afternoon she was sitting there reading her book, and she just heard, "Jin, I'm fine."
Oh.
Mm.
You know, and I get the chills as I'm saying it now. But my mom, like, looked up, and she was like, "I could have sworn that Deb was my neighbor Debbie was in the woods coming through."
Yeah.
You know, and that's just signs. People say birds, right? Don't you say your dad's a bird or something? Or a rainbow?
He told us he would come back as a rainbow. Like, anytime we see a rainbow, we say, "Oh, thanks, Joe."
Hmm. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you don't have anything like that. And you, for somebody who's so open, you're so closed.
Well, because, you know, I have family members that will tell me, like, butterflies are a certain someone, or this is a certain... I don't know if I...
A poisonous caterpillar is Roy's enemy from the past who bit him.
Listen, man, you got to watch out for them poisonous caterpillars.
All right, we got more Freak Week all week long. In fact, we have a guest who's going to interpret our dreams for us. How freaky
really?
Is that? Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to hear more about that. By the way, someone's texting saying, "Okay, but why can't ghosts have phones?" I don't know. I'm sure ghosts are probably accessing my Wi-Fi. I don't know what to tell you.
I cannot get enough of that Geico commercial where Casper, the friendly ghost, she goes, "I can't believe this." And the husband goes, "What, that Casper the Friendly Ghost is haunting our house?" And they're going to watch a movie. See, you guys don't have regular TV, so you don't see stuff like this.
I have seen it.
I think it's on YouTube. Oh, okay. You know, the YouTube commercial. But, the Casper sits in between them, is like asking all questions during the movie. And they're like, shh. He's all annoying. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the things that sound good on paper, but actually stink when you really do them. Like moving furniture in the car, for instance. Is on the list.
It's tight.
But it sounds good on paper.
All right, let's discuss. Coming up next.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Mania Roy and Laurent Morning Show. Got to
get up. Hey, Kiss95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up. Hey. Got
to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania Roy and Laurent. Kiss95.1.
What are some things that sound good on paper, but actually stink when you really do them? And it is several of these, by the way, I for sure agree with, and I want to do them, and then I for sure hate them every time I do it. Hate it every time. Number one would be taking a couple shower. Sounds like a great concept. It ain't good for me. I don't like it. Shower's tight. I get cold.
Yeah, like taking a bath together could be the same thing.
At some point, you're just standing there waiting.
That is true. you got to take turns.
Yeah. How about apple picking?
I love apple picking.
It's a whole chore. Well, one, you were just complaining about, or who was someone in here was complaining about, like going to the pumpkin patch? Because you pay more and you got to go there.
Oh, that is true. That was me. I thought I'd do something nice and take the kids to the pumpkin patch. I paid three times as much as the pumpkins I got from Walmart, like 2 days later. I was like, well.
But you're paying for the experience of, you know, going and picking your own pumpkin and carrying it.
I get maybe a couple bucks more, but three times more?
Mm-hmm.
These are things that sound good on paper, but really stink when you actually do them.
A threesome.
It's not on the list. Hmm. So I must be great. I don't know. I'll let you know. How about this one? Getting a new phone. Sounds great, but it's a whole thing.
It is a whole thing.
That is good. Yeah, you're right.
You get to download all your contacts again, learn a new system.
Moving furniture in a car. We talked about that earlier.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Got a text message from someone that said that moving furniture in the car is not bad at all. In fact, for many of us, that's where it all started. We've done it in the car at a rest stop on I-95. This is about 15 years ago. We're 44 and 45 now.
Okay.
That's where it started for me, too, because you couldn't bring, you know, you can't do it in mom and dad's house, but
I don't know. If I can just add to that, that moving furniture on a beach, also not fun.
Yeah. Oof.
Being sand. From Florida, sand everywhere.
Yeah, hell yeah. That sounds awful.
And I imagine people would see you.
Well, at night, but I mean, I don't know.
I would
sounds better in theory.
You.
I don't know. You're on the beach. Somebody could just be walking.
It's
know.
Pretty dark on the beach.
Okay.
It's not during the day, bro.
I know.
And on Labor Day weekend.
I don't know. It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon for the rent, and she's knocking one out on the beach side.
Like on
look away.
On a hurricane report.
What are you looking at, sir? You want to come over and join?
Line up.
Oh, man. You want more or are we done?
I don't know. I'll take a couple more.
Okay. Sounds good on paper, but it actually stinks going for a jog on a cold day.
I like that.
You thought you would warm things up and then good. You
get gosh.
You end up getting a runny nose.
I hate that.
Dallas and I ran a 5K all hungover, and it was the best 5K I've run in my life because it was freezing out.
You were rushing to get back in the car.
Then you would like that polar bear plunge.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Where you jump in the cold water. That sounds good on paper, but it's not.
Right? Yeah, if your friends are like, hey, let's all do this. You're like, yeah, we'll get together. We'll have a Bloody Mary, and then we'll go jump in.
Sounded better in my head.
How about selfies on a windy day? You see the wind, you're like, oh, I'll do the Beyonce hair. Never works out. You can't ever angle it right.
I'll give you one opposite, Roy. There's a big one that I don't want to do, but I feel like if I did it, it would totally be worth it, and I would love it. But I'm afraid to take the initial jump, and that's skydive.
Oh, it's amazing, dude. It is so scary to get out of the plane, but like when you land back on the ground, it is the most exhilarating thing you'll ever do in your entire life.
I know it.
Pass.
And I'm just afraid to take the first step. It's the total opposite. It's something that sounds crappy for me, but probably is really fun.
Yeah, like, I'm telling you, getting out of the plane, I looked like a cat being forced into water. Like, all four limbs on the doors of the plane.
I bet. I'm just really confident that my parachute won't work. I'm just really confident.
And that's how it ends?
Yeah. I mean, you did catch a bird in the ocean.
I caught a bird in the ocean. I got bit by a poisonous caterpillar. I got seriously injured in a hayride accident. A hayride.
You know what? You're right. Let's just stick to the ground.
I can't do it.
203 says, sounds good on paper, but sucks in real life. Is New Year's Eve in Times Square.
How do you pee?
Diapers.
Yeah.
It is awful. So right about that.
Still to come.
Did you ever have a moment where, like, you know it's going to go bad? It's kind of like what you just talked about, Roy. But I'm having a text messaging conversation with my wife in between commercials and songs and stuff. And I know something's going to go bad today. And I'm just trying to figure out how bad it is and how I'm going to manage it. I'll explain. Just give me like 5 minutes.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Sometimes you just know that it's going to be bad, and you're just wondering to yourself, how bad's it going to be? Like, if you hear a noise in your car or... you know, your car doesn't start and you're like, oh, it's not the battery. I just know the damage is coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have something similar today. It's going to sound so bad, like I'm a horrible parent. But my son Dean and everybody in Union County, K through 5, all the elementary schools are back 4 days a week this week. And so Dean's going to be taking the bus. I signed him up for bus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is, he hasn't been on bus since March. Whenever the last day he went to school was, March 12th or whatever it was. And a lot more kids were taking the bus. I kind of did a poll with my neighbors, and they're all like, no, we're not going to do the bus. We're just going to pick them up. We're home, and we can, you know, go to the school and pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to me to get my additional 30 minutes of nap time that I can get with Dean on the bus. If not, well, listen, Loren, go ahead and yuck it up and laugh. I'm not a superhero like you are. I get exhausted. I close my eyes and I fall asleep in the afternoon if I have nothing going on, no meetings or anything like that. I can't watch TV. I can't catch up a show without falling asleep. And it's a difference of me like leaving at 1:45 to go sit in a car line at his school or waiting till 2:30 for him to get dropped off. Now, that's the thing. He's going to jump on the bus, and he's excited. He wants to go bus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But none of his friends are going, and because of that, I don't know where they're going to drop him.
Oh, so
they have designated bus stops?
But they do based on the amount of students that are getting off at that bus stop. And if 5 kids aren't getting off where he normally gets off, are they just going to drop off one student? And I spent my day I spent 10 minutes yesterday trying to figure out where he was going to be dropped off and if that same bus stop was still there. And I don't know the answer to that. So Amanda said, hey, can you take my car to Victory Chevrolet to get, you know, its annual or its, you know, quarterly tune-up? And I am doing that today, but I'm like, I got to be back to the house by like 2:15 to begin tracking Dean because I don't know where he's going to be dropped off. And she said, LOL. And I was like, yeah, LOL.
He's going to get dropped off where he probably normally does.
That's what I would think. But can you track him?
Oh, yeah, there's an app. Here comes the bus.
Oh,
the school buses have GPSs?
Uh-huh, and it pings me up until they drop him off, then it stops pinging. Like, once your student arrives,
but can you see the bus stops?
I can't.
Oh.
Although he is down for that same bus stop, but we haven't been on the bus since March, and I'm telling you, y'all, I will be really surprised if he gets dropped off at that bus stop. I think he's going to get dropped off down the street where the more kids get dropped off.
Oh, maybe.
Why would the bus drive all the way down to drop off one child?
I don't know. Maybe because you don't want a How old is he? Seven?
He's seven.
You don't want a seven-year-old walking far?
Second grade. I mean, yeah, Amanda's like, you're going to meet him, right? And I was like, oh, yeah, planning on that.
What time do you typically go for your naps anyway? Why do you need all this time sleeping?
I just need like 45 minutes, bud.
Okay.
But I got to have lunch when I get home, and then I got to crash out for a little bit, get caught up on Netflix or something.
And then Ruby gets picked up at 3:30. I know your schedule.
Yeah. Ruby gets picked up at 3:30, yeah, and I'm all in. So anyway, that's just like that's my afternoon today. So think about your old pal Maney between 2 and 2:45 today. I'll be on the hunt.
You could be trying to find your son.
I will. I'll be on
wherever
the hunt.
He is.
Where's my radar? There he is. Dean.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. And then I'll get a call from the school that goes, hey, weren't you supposed to pick Dean up today? I'll be like, no, he was bused today. No, he's still there.
That's your luck.
Yep. Speaking of driving, we got the list of the best and worst driving states. Where do the Carolinas land out of all 50? We'll find out.
God, I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan of your show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Los quiero mucho, muchachos. Yay!
Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Oh, I feel like this is only fitting that I have this article in my hand. It's a list of the best and worst driving states in the U.S.
All right. Well, this is good. Is it from worst to best?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you guys know I'm a terrible driver. I feel like I would be dragging down the median in North Carolina.
You would?
What are the circumstances that rank them worst drivers in each state?
So these were ranked by accidents, speeding tickets, DUIs, and citations.
I feel like I'm always seeing accidents in Charlotte.
Now, luckily, I mean, I've never had a DUI, but I've had a speeding ticket. I've definitely been in an accident. And then what are citations? Like parking tickets?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you've definitely had those.
All right, Roy.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so
blowing a stop sign would be a citation.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, blowing through the stop sign like I did up at the mall, yep, when Roy was in the car with me and we almost hit you and Nicole in the other one.
Yeah.
In your defense, though, I told you to blow through that stop sign. I was like, keep going. You're good.
All right. Tease us out. Are the Carolinas, either one of the Carolinas, in the top 10?
One of them is in the top 10.
Ooh, so that means they're bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Give it to us.
Okay. So do you want the top 5?
Uh-huh.
All right, so top 5 worst driving states in the U.S. is South Dakota.
Is that number 1?
Nope, it is number 5.
Okay.
New Jersey, Maney, you're from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm, that's where I learned to drive.
Colorado is number 3.
There's mountains, you could fall off the mountain.
Virginia, number 2.
My home state.
Ah, Roy, nope. You suck.
Do you believe Florida is not in the top 5? I thought for sure Florida would be number 1.
You dominate every other category of craziness in Florida, so let's just leave the driving to someone
we'll
else.
Give it to someone else. Number 1 worst driving state in the U.S., Wyoming. Why?
Probably because there's not Uber and they get DUIs all the time. I will say in Virginia, when I got my little driver's license test, you didn't take a test at the DMV.
Where'd you take it?
Well, it was just part of the driving school when you got your learners. You just did like a road test with them, and that counted towards the the DMV thing. And then the other thing is that we didn't have to learn how to parallel park.
We didn't either in Florida.
And whenever we'd enter into an interstate acceleration lane, my guy would be like, floor it. Come on. Get going. Floor it.
That guy's awesome.
Pedal to the metal, man. I get that RPMs all the way up just to get on the interstate.
In the state of Florida, we also do not have to know how to parallel park, nor did we get on the actual road to take our driving test.
Oh, wow.
We took it in a parking lot at the DMV.
That's like off movies.
Right.
You see that on TV shows.
We did our driving test in the, like a driving course at the DMV in New Jersey.
Wow.
You didn't have to get on the street?
Mm-mm.
That's, I don't understand that because you don't have to interact with any other cars and that seems dangerous.
Yeah, that's why most of us crashed when we left the DMV
right.
that day.
You pretty much gave me my driver's license out of a Cracker Jack box.
Yeah. I'm trying to see why Wyoming's number one because I pulled the article up on my page while we're talking about it, and I can't tell.
Because there's like 10 people in Wyoming, and when they all get tickets, they go to the top. There's not many people in Wyoming. No,
it's probably based on population.
Probably. Yeah. Probably. Now we broadcast here out of North Carolina. You can hear us in, well, of course you can hear us across the nation if you're on the app, but you can hear us on 95.1 in North and South Carolina. Out of the two states, which state is the worst driver, Lorraine?
The worst driver between North and South Carolina, coming in at number 10, is South Carolina.
Ooh. Wow, number 10's high.
Yeah. North Carolina, by the way, in the 30s. Like, we're 30? Way down the list.
Yeah!
I just want to pat myself on the back for not dragging North Carolina down farther.
Again, this is based on the worst driving for each state. Accidents, speeding, DUIs, and citations. Mm-hmm. Wyoming was the worst. South Carolina's 10. And then they break it down. Did you see this? Most accident-prone states?
Rhode Island and Maryland.
South Carolina's number 4.
Oh, my gosh.
The most lead-footed states were the most speeding tickets. California, I agree with that. I got ticketed 3 times when I lived out there.
Yeah, I couldn't believe California wasn't in the top 5 either.
Worst driving habits, South Carolina, number 5.
Wow, South Kakalaki, what are y'all doing down there?
Whatever they want, apparently.
Yeah.
So the drunkest states, driving states, Wyoming topped the list. So that is why Roy is right.
I was right, there's no Uber, because you got to drive 50 minutes to go to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, there's nothing really to do out there except drink.
And at least, you know, there's not many cars on the roadway. You're going to hit a deer, you know, or a moose or whatever they have up there.
Also, welcome Cheyenne, Wyoming, to the Maney, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show Network. We have a new station out there.
Yeah.
KDRNK.
KDR, Drunk Radio.
All right. Hey, way to go, South Carolina. Top 10 worst driving state. Good for you. Be careful out there today.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
It's hard to believe Halloween is this this Saturday.
I know.
It's also hard to believe that we'll be dealing with Hurricane Zeta.
Is it going to rain again this year?
Remember last year it was going to storm?
Yeah.
And
we canceled Halloween and it was like the next day or something weird.
So Thursday, it was supposed to be on Thursday night, Roy. Okay. See, once you have kids, you don't forget any of this stuff.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be on Thursday night last year. And then they were saying that thunderstorms were coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to be really bad storms.
And it was just about the time that you were going to be out trick or treating between like 5 and 8. And the storm did come through, at least in Union County where I live, it moved through pretty quick. And we still managed to go out and do trick-or-treating, but everybody was like, well, let's just move it to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
This year, Saturday looks great. Sunny, 62 degrees, a nice fall day to trick-or-treat. But the storm, this tropical storm Zeta that's in the Caribbean right now, is going to be coming through here. Apparently, like Wednesday night into Thursday is going to be a total washout.
Could you, I mean, it's 2020. Do you expect a hurricane to not arrive the week of Halloween?
Right.
I mean, I do remember last year we had a wrap Gravedigger's ball up early because of the rain. You remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Diplo played fast.
We walked into that. We were backstage. We walked into a trailer, and it looked like the Weather Channel command center.
Yeah.
17 screens, radar up. Everybody's trying to make sure it's safe for the artist to perform.
That's where we met Jeff Gordon last year.
He
was friends with Diplo.
How cool was that?
That was awesome. Do you remember? Like, hey, we were like, hey, Jeff.
We were leaving. And
can we get a quick shot? It's Maney, Roy, and Lorraine. He goes, oh, my God, I love War of the Roses. Swear mm-hmm. to God, true story.
Listen to the show.
So did Coach Rivera,
yep.
who now coaches for Washington. we got to talk to him in the locker room one time, like on our Super Bowl run.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up there. I was like, Coach, I'm Maney from Maney, Roy, and Loren. He goes, what you guys do to those guys on War of the Roses, man, it's brutal. I have that audio clip somewhere.
Yeah.
But these are things. Let me play some music for you real quick before Loren gives us the dirty. These are things that you didn't know about Halloween, Roy.
Okay.
Halloween is a shortened version of All Hallows Eve. All Hallows Eve.
I didn't know that.
Halloween originally comes from All Hallows Eve, which is the second night of a festival called Samhain. Hallow is Old English for holy. So a lot of people see this as a very religious holiday.
Okay.
Dating back to the 16th century.
Oh.
Halloween, by the way, used to be about romance.
Really? What?
Can you do that surprise again? That was right on point. Huh?
What?
For women in the early 20th century, Halloween was about finding a husband. There was a game called Snap Apple where participants could only use their teeth to bite into the fruit as it was suspended from a stick. The first one to succeed, the first two women and men to succeed, got married.
Hmm.
It's like a mix of bobbing for apples and The Bachelor.
I was about to say, is that what we get bobbing from apples for?
And The Bachelor, kind of in a weird way. Halloween was tamed in the beginning of the 20th century. Halloween got so wild in the 1920s that communities had to step in to make it more family-friendly.
All right.
Hence all the parades and town-wide parties. Things took an even bigger PG turn after the baby boom when the 1950s Halloween parties moving into school classrooms. Do you know, I feel like we're back on that again. Like, there's a house in my neighborhood, and we talked to somebody who DM'd us on Facebook last week who said that her neighbor has a display that's too scary.
Yeah.
Do you know what the new trend is this year because of TikTok? The new Halloween decoration trend? Making it look like your house is on fire.
Oh, my God.
So they put these white lights at the edge of the window, make the room red, put a sheet up with a fan, and so it makes it, the flickering makes it look like there's flames in your home.
Holy cow.
I've seen that nonstop on TikTok.
Hmm.
And
that's
then
crazy.
Somebody, even went the extra mile, put a smoke machine. I'm like, dude, no one wants... That's not scary. House fires are not Halloween.
Right.
That's a tragedy.
Yes. There's a neighbor in my neighborhood who has like a guy with his head chopped off and he's holding it on a tray. And I was like, that's just so super gory.
Yeah, you know? Especially for kids.
All right. The last thing. These are facts you didn't know about Halloween. Originally, jack-o'-lanterns were actually carved turnips, beets, and potatoes.
How do you carve that? a beet? Those are small.
I don't know. Jack-o'-lanterns came from an old Celtic legend about a man named Stingy Jack.
Okay.
Who was sent into the night by the devil after he died and carved a turnip to light his way. Stories were spread that his ghost still wanders the earth.
Oh, I love that. I don't know the story, but I just love that that what you just said. That's spooky.
The spookiness.
The Irish carved scary faces into turnips and put them in their windows to scare them away.
Oh.
After they fled to America, Irish immigrants figured out that pumpkins made a much better lantern to scare him away.
I was going
to
say, turnips are kind of small. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't...
I leave it to my Irish drunken brethren to figure out a better way to do it.
This week, though, this is my week where I pump out all the Halloween movies. I do all the spooky stuff. Actually, Michael Myers is one of my favorites.
Buddy, we got a list here. This is for you tomorrow. We'll do this.
Okay.
I started watching The Haunting of... Bly Manor on Netflix. It's supposed to be about like an au pair on a haunted manor.
Oh, that's nice.
Of course.
Yeah, that's what you should watch.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm watching it with my au pair.
Yeah. Roy, this is the horror movies you have to watch before you die, ... or are killed.
Ooh.
We'll get into that tomorrow. We'll see
love
if you...
It.
These are the classic ones, though.
Okay, all I right. love this time of year.
Loren's going to get us a last look at Dirty Hollywood Gossip coming up in 2 minutes on Kiss.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, Loren, what's going on in Hollywood?
All right, so Britney Spears, her makeup artist, is kind of giving us a little behind the scenes. She's pulling back the curtains a little bit. Apparently, with this conservatorship, they are controlling, you know, she's been with her boyfriend Sam since like 2016. They're controlling her not only getting married, but having more children as well, which confuses me. How exactly do you stop somebody else from having children? Like, is somebody going to bed with Britney Spears every night and going, ah, Sam, keep your hands to yourself.
I'll be laying in between you two.
Yeah, how do you do that?
I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, if she wanted to have a baby, couldn't she just have a baby?
No, she's under strict, you got to watch the Free Britney movement. Got to look into that.
I feel like there's definitely things that the conservatorship should handle, but I just wonder how they actually handle the baby thing.
When things get a little crazy and chaotic, you know, I just kind of go inside myself and just do it.
Do what?
It. Okay. Maybe we can get Queen Mummy on the horn for this one.
Oh.
Because Prince William and Kate Middleton are looking for a housekeeper.
Hang on, Queen Mummy's working up the...
What am I looking for?
Well, Queen Mummy, it's not quite you. It's your grandson, Prince William, and his wife, Kate Middleton.
I wasn't talking to you, Lorraine. Oh. I was talking to my husband.
Oh.
What was I looking for? Oh, yes, my bikini.
Bikini? I bet you look great in that.
You're damn right I do, Roy. I'm tighter and in better shape than ever before.
I know, man. You're, what, 150 now?
Yes. This is my 151st Halloween.
There's nothing more amusing than the fact that you were, like, at the beginning of television and TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I saw the first television broadcast and actually also did the Dreams Challenge on TikTok. Anyway, for Halloween, I just hang Prince Philip outside on my door. And he scares all the children away, doesn't he?
Oh, okay.
What is my child? What's my grandson looking for?
Well, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge are looking for a housekeeper that will be a live-in position that will net about $25,000 a year.
Wait, that's it?
With all the meals and travel expenses included.
Travel expenses? What do? Follow them with a pan and a brush?
Pretty much. They want this person to go on vacations with them.
I went on the next door app and found a wonderful maid.
Mm-hmm.
She got 4 stars. I gave her 5.
Oh.
Everyone knew. Well, she does great work.
Okay. Great.
Didn't know they have the next. Oh, goodbye.
Cheerio, Roy.
Cheerio.
Bye-bye.
Love you, Tan. You look fantastic after your trip to Florida.
Ta-ta.
Yeah.
Ta-ta.
I went fishing, got burnt.
Yeah. Sunblock is a real thing. Bye.
I didn't wear any. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. From one prince to another, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are getting two fabulous new neighbors. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom just bought a $14 million mansion in their neighborhood.
I'm watching the TV show Suits, which Meghan Markle stars in, and I watched a really intimate, raunchy moving furniture scene, and I'm like, there you go, princess.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is what Harry saw that started it all.
Yeah. Anyway, Brad Pitt's new girlfriend is back with her husband, who she never really left in the first place, and you can get that story at kiss951.com.
Totally got to talk about that tomorrow. You're right.
All right. Listen, go to kiss951.com for the pumpkin mouth contest. Get a whole smile transformation. Thanks to our friends at Go Clear. Just go to kiss951.com for that.
And while you're there, you can also shop our store, get our looks. We have a lot of stuff up there, including pandemic t-shirts. We've got masks for you that are very comfortable and quite honestly cheaper than you'll get anywhere else. Kiss951.com at the store.
Toodles.
Bye.
Ta-ta.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.